There are many women that don't know the destiny of their sons. They don't know whether he should be an accountant. They don't know whether he should be a lawyer. They don't know. They just choose because God money. They will give account of those children. My mother knew my destiny before my father. You see, why? Mary knew about Jesus before Joseph. Come on now. Judges 13. Manoah's wife, Moses' mother, Samson's mother, knew about Samson's birth before the father. See, you must understand that being a mother is a call to responsibility. You are the steward of a generation. A generation can be lost if you don't raise that child well. Can be lost. In Genesis 27, when Isaac wanted to bless his sons, the Bible tells us that Rebecca heard and went to tell Jacob. And we are not happy that Rebecca lied. But there's one thing you need to observe. Go to Genesis 26. And I'm going to read verse 34. Also, let's go to when the children were born. I want to read from verse 20. Let me read from verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to his wife. And it's not too late. Some of you have not married yet. You're not 40. That's the men now. You're not 40, so there's hope. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, what are my thoughts? And she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And one people shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall do what? God had already said the elder shall serve the other. And if the blessing comes upon the elder son, the younger would have had to serve the elder. So the destiny God had ordained would have been perfected. Go to Romans 9. We'll come back here. Romans 9. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 9. And I want us to look at something here very quickly. Look at verse 8, beginning from 7. Verse 6 is better. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise accounted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, notice it, by one, it's a woman shall have one husband, so we should learn from that. 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, watch this, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. So he says the destiny has nothing to do with works, or rather the purpose has nothing to do with works, but God who calls. Then he says, it was said unto her. Who was it said unto? Her. The elder shall do what? Answered, is it in Jacob am I loved, but Esau have I. See, the mother, God told the mother. And now Isaac was going to bless them. In Genesis 27, Isaac was already going blind. See? And they were supposed to marry from a particular line. Esau had already gone to marry from the wrong tribe. You will see that. Had already gone to marry from the wrong tribe. So now, if Esau was blessed, the generation, God will have to start again. See, God had Noah, Adam. Adam messed up. God started with Noah. Noah was drunk and cursed his sons. God said, started with Abraham. So if Isaac had missed it and blessed Esau, God would have to start with somebody else. The Bible says Isaac was going blind. Spiritually, I also believe Isaac was also going blind. Because there was a prophecy. There was a prophecy. You see, that's why I said, when I talked to young ladies, I said, bring something to the table. I said, I don't mean just money. I mean, bring some spiritual substance to the table. So, in your husband's blind spot, you'll be his eyes. Because a lot of ladies depend on their husband's prayer life. I remember a minister was praying for his wife. Every time she was sick, he would pray for her, she'd be healed, pray for her, she'd be healed. And it got to a time, she wasn't getting healed. And he went to the Lord and said, why? He said, she has to use her faith now. And she would have died. See, you bring something to the table. Don't say, I'll depend on my husband's faith. No. The Bible says, he maketh the two of them one flesh, but he must have a residue of the spirit. In other words, you're one flesh, but in the realm of the spirit, you're still individuals. So each person will give account of himself to God. So you don't say we are one flesh. His prayer life is my prayer life. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. So as a single lady or a married woman, you must understand marriage responsibility. God had already spoken. He said that the purpose of God according to the election might stand. Isaac would have ruined God's plan. But there was a woman. See, that's why I used to tell young people, I said, it matters who you marry. It matters who you marry. There are three important decisions of your life. One, the decision to be saved. Two, the career choice. Three, the person you marry. Those are the three most important decisions of your life. If you miss it, because, hear me, the only thing closest to hell on earth is a bad marriage. The only thing closest to heaven on earth is a good marriage. Why? You say, why? The Bible begins with a marriage, Adam and Eve. And also what ends with a marriage, Jesus and the church. Even your redemption, the Bible says, I speak concerning Christ and the church when we're talking about marriage in Ephesians 5. So you must understand that hearing from God is so important. Looking out, this woman is going to be the mother of my children. You are stewarding your generation to that woman. See, I've always said it in church. The reason why I am so intelligent and a lover of books after God is my mother. My mother gave me my fine handwriting. She bought me a writing book from the big time I started writing to primary 6. I was using a writing book. Primary 5. I didn't do primary 6. Primary 5. Because she wanted me to have a good hand, legible. I have a great handwriting. So it's so important you understand that as a mother, the child spends more time with you than the father. And many mothers won't cover their children in prayer. They just leave the spiritual aspect. The Bible says, a wise son maketh a glad father. Proverbs 10 verse 1. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. So you must understand you have a role to fill. You have a role to fill as a mother. This boy, you're going to pray for him. I remember Jesse the Plantist had an accident one time. And when he came out, when the rescue people came out, it was a young man then, was into music and drinks, taking drugs, all those kind of things. And when he came out of the car, they were like, nobody could have come out of that car and survived. And he said, my mother was praying. There are many people whose lives have been lost. They have no mother standing as an intercessor for that son. A mother is a steward. He's still one of a generation. Thank God for my mother. Thank God for my mother. And when I went home after second service to come back for the third service, I said, I want to send these videos home. And let her know that I invested in me was not a waste. She spent time with me, teaching me the word, telling me you have to work. Work, work hard. Work does not kill. Work refines. And now, today I studied until into the morning. I studied into the morning. Because my mother taught me to work. She made me believe in myself. She'll call me Omomi Adewale Akoni. She will, they call in Yoruba Oriki. She will psych me and psych me and psych me. You can make it in life. You are a success. You're my, and she would tell me, thank God I had a mother. You're just leaving your son. He goes out and comes back. No relationship with your son or daughter. No time for them. My mother would check my report card. Tell me, how come you came second? If I knew it was first. She spoke into me. What about Ben Carson? Ben Carson was doing poorly academically. But his mother spoke into his life. The mother made, he's one of the best neurosurgeons in the whole world. He separates brain joined together, Siamese twins. It's the mother that made that man. He said he never knew his mother did not know how to read. But his mother made him love education. She would look at the assignment and act as though she could read it. The woman could not read. My mother has a primary C certificate. But by the grace of God, if you open this brain this small boy has, the information has been collected into this brain because of that woman. Motherhood is a responsibility. And you must wake up to it. Because a lot of people want to marry. All they're thinking about is sex. That's what they're saying. So I ain't to marry you. All my mates are marrying. Are you ready for motherhood? Because before you say Jack Robinson, somebody has entered the family, responsibility to give account on the day of judgment. He has coming. Yeah, dedication. Our dedication tough past the other one. We kick out. It's the beginning. It's dedication. The real responsibility is in front. You raise that boy. You raise that child, that girl. You teach them. You ingrain the values of Christianity into that child. That's what Jewish mothers do. Jewish mothers have been said to speak to their son, to speak to them, to tell them they can be successful, they are better than any other tribe. And today, most of the wealthiest men are Jews. Most of the discoveries in the world are from Jewish people. The Jewish mothers. And the Bible says you are daughters of Sarah. That's what the Bible says. So let's learn from them. I want to marry you. It's time to marry. I beg. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, that a man is locating me. In the name of Jesus, every cobweb blinding their eye or blocking my face. Cobweb, go. Cobweb, go. How are you removing it? Cobweb. I remove the cobweb. Any cloth that you sack to cover my face, that's why you cannot see your way. Have they covered your face? That means you cannot see your way. Any sack they've used to cover my face. They said they had a revelation that if they see me, they see you, mama. Sorry for you. Your face is Unama.